So what was he barking for?
His bull. I found it on the beach the other day, and he's fucking obsessed with it now.
Oh, God.
He used to pay no attention to tennis balls, but there's something about this one, maybe because it's coated in seawater or something. Or the guts of a... Ah, driving home from the hospital today. The only reason I think this happened is because I stopped to pick up this guy hitchhiking, right? And I know they say you shouldn't do that, but, you know, he
looked legit.
Yeah, he's smaller than me. He looked youngish and it was pissing it down. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll give him a lift. I've been hitchhiking, you know, had to hitch a few times, and I know how disheartening it can be when there's loads and loads of cars going past. So I was like, I picked him up. I said, oh, where are you going? He said, oh, Marwood. And I was like, yeah, I can go home that way. I need to take a left up here, don't I? He's like, yeah, yeah. And so there's this pigeon flying, and it's kind of like trying to land on the road, but it sees the car and it's like, oh, I don't know. And then a gust of wind gets it and blows it right into the front of the car. And I feel it hit the wheel. I was like, ah, well, that happened. Like, there was nothing I could have done about it. It would have been fine, and then it just went suddenly sideways straight into the car. And I was like, oh, damn it. Yeah, so that happened. If I hadn't stopped to pick up that guy, that pigeon would still be alive.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Games. What role will you play?
Hello, everybody. We are recording live on Oscar night from the, well, brown carpet of my living room and whatever the carpet is, with my co-host, Amrus89. How are you, sir? And what colour is your carpet?
I'm good. It is beige.
Beige. Actually, yeah, this is more
technically,
beige.
We don't even have a carpet in here right now. It's only, like, a rug. Because yes. We don't have a full carpet in yet.
Fantastic. Well, we are recording on Oscar night because, well, quite frankly, neither of us give two shits about the Oscars. So
yeah, I was going to say, we're not going to give you any updates on what's happening.
No, because, you know, everyone will know by the time this is actually up. And
or the people that recorded and don't want spoilers. Well, don't worry, we won't give them the...
Yeah. Gary, what have you been up to this week?
Work and gaming and... snow happened a lot and it melted.
Yeah, it tends to do that.
It's been the coldest. It's been so cold that the news is punishing us by telling us how warm it is in Alaska. They're like, I was listening to the radio, and then I saw it whenever we went to the bar that night. They're like, it's -15. They don't even give, like, you know, they give it's like -5 outside or whatever, and then it's like it's -25 wind chill in Anchorage, Alaska. It is like 5 degrees or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember what they said the actual temperature was for it, but I'm like, guys are dicks. So yeah, it's been horribly, horribly cold, like way too goddamn cold. And yesterday, Courtney and I were gonna have an awesome, like, kind of date day thing or something. We were gonna go see the Kingsman, and then we were gonna go have an expensive dinner. Well, lunch it'd be. And then we were gonna go shopping. Well, it's I had to go to the dentist on Saturday, so woke up at 6, and we heard, like, you know, we're supposed to get like 6 inches of snow or whatever. And I never believe anything they fucking say because half the time they're wrong anyway. So, wake up at 6. Oh my God, there's nothing on the ground. Here we go. And then my mom's like, well, they pushed it to 7. I was like, oh, of course they did. And then 7 rolls along and it starts snowing, like little flurries and stuff. And then it's like fucking coming down horribly. By the time I left 2 hours later, there was no road anywhere. So I had to somehow make it through, like, little sloped hills and shit, and it was fucking horrible. So, made it to the dentist. And I wasn't worried as much getting to the dentist, it was getting out of the dentist, because they're down this, decently sloped hill, and, like, you know, I basically, like, if somebody was coming, I was just gonna say, screw it, you're fucked. I'm fucked too, probably. So I just took off, went up the hill, and nobody was coming, so I was like, yes. So I got home. Actually, no, we didn't go home. We went to, I was like, okay, we'll check out 70 because, you know, the roads normally aren't that, the highways are normally better. There was, like, two little, ruts in the, in the snow for people to drive. Like, the left lane was so bad, like, there was no way you're gonna drive on it. And then there were, like, fucking big ass semis, like, driving on. I was like, oh, I'm gonna die today. So we went to the pet store, and then we just said, fuck it, we're not gonna go out because it's too bad. So we went to the pet store, and I spent like over $200 getting dog, cat, chinchilla, guinea pig, all this food and treats and all this stuff for the animals. So that was fun. And then we went to Walmart because it's right next to it, and just looking for shit. And then by 4 o'clock that day, like, the roads were perfectly fine. Actually, I think it was maybe like 2 o'clock, like, they started to really get better. And by that time, we're just like, fuck it, we're not going out. So that ruined our Saturday. And then today, well, this week, I think I mentioned last week, my brother ordered a new 3DS, and Thursday, I think it was, he got the tracking number for his shipment being shipped. And then 5 minutes later, after they give him the tracking, they said, sorry, your order is canceled. It's like, how the fuck do you ship something and then say it's canceled?
Damn.
So
that sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. So we decided, okay, we're going to go out and find him one. And my mom doesn't understand how shit works. She was going, like, she looked online, she looked at Target, like, oh, they have some in stock. Like, it says, you know, available in store or whatever. So she's like, oh, that's, we're able to get it. So, she tells me this Saturday, or today, and I'm like, did you call them? She's like, no. I was like, you need to call them because they probably don't have it. And then she calls Target and they don't have it. GameStop said they had it online. It said she, reserved it. I don't know how she reserved it online because you can't do that. But apparently she reserved it and it's not technically possible. So, we went up today. We took two cars because we were gonna go do some other stuff. And by the end, like, they basically traveled everywhere with us, so it didn't matter. So, we should have only taken one car. But we went to Walmart. We were gonna go to Sam's Club because that they could have possibly had it. And nobody would have got it. But they didn't open till 10, so we went to Walmart, they didn't have it. But surprisingly, I found a Sonic Amiibo, so I picked up the Sonic Amiibo. So that was good. And then by the time we left Walmart, finally, GameStop was open. We ran to GameStop, and they actually had new 3DSs. They had like two red and one black. And we went to get him Monster Hunter 4 as well, and GameStop didn't have it. So we're like, okay, we're going to Best Buy anyway to look for the, oh, damn it, I forgot that. Damn it. They're giving money for not having it in stock or something like that, and I forgot about it. Should have asked them. But yeah, I went to,
I remembered that. I asked you about it earlier, but you didn't say anything.
Oh, I must not have heard you. Yeah, I completely forgot about it. But yeah, went to Best Buy. They didn't have it. And I talked to the guy, because I didn't see it anywhere or whatever. And he's like, oh yeah, we don't have any in stock. We only got 5 in, whenever the game launched. I was like, wow. Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, who gets 5 game? Like, did you really think it was going to sell that much at all? So that happened. And then we went to Toys R Us because I'm like, nobody goes to Toys R Us. And like I saw earlier, Toys R Us in the store had 10 new 3DSs, like 5 red and 5 black, and I was like, holy shit. So, Like, if I didn't find it at Best Buy, I definitely wouldn't have found it last week at Toys R Us. So, they didn't have Monster Hunter, though. And then we went to the mall at GameStop, and they didn't have Monster Hunter. So my brother and I was like, I don't fucking care, I'm buying it online. So, or, you know, he just bought it on the eShop, and then it took him like an hour to download it.
Yeah, still quicker than driving around all day looking for it.
Yeah, we probably spent like 3 hours, I don't know. yeah, I mean, I like my physical copies anyway. But yeah, like I have Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on my 3DS, so I can always have it, so it's always a good thing. I should have actually just downloaded it. I guess the only other thing I have to say is Snow has been, teething, and she finally lost her first, as well that I've noticed, her first, baby tooth, or teeth, I don't know, it's a big tooth. She lost her first baby tooth, and I noticed it was falling out whenever, we were giving her first bath yesterday. Which was fun. She was terrified.
You were bathing her in her mouth?
Yes. Well, no, like, she opened up her mouth or something, and my finger hit her tooth, and I felt it move.
Yeah, so your finger. Like, oh. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. She likes to bite my hand a lot.
Yeah, your hand. I get you.
So,
You've been an old peanut butter, haven't you?
I can't find the peanut butter. I don't know where Courtney put it.
Yeah.
I felt her tooth was loose. I was like, oh, do dogs lose teeth like people do? So I looked it up. I was like, yep, they do. Okay. So, yeah, she was losing the first one. I was hoping, like, she wasn't going to swallow it or something. So I could have it. But, yeah, she probably ate it because I don't know where it is. And then I felt earlier today on the other side of her mouth, like the same area, that one was falling out too, and we noticed because she bit down on her chew toy thing, and whenever she bit down, like, it was bleeding, or there's blood on it, because it, well, that one's probably actually out by now.
So I pulled it out and turned it into a necklace. Yeah,
I thought about ripping it out. I did it to myself whenever I was a kid. Like, they tell you not to rip it out, but I did. Yeah, so that was fun. Bathing is interesting. She was just like shaking horribly. Yeah, yeah. So she's growing up. She's growing up too fast. But yeah, that's it for me, Dan.
Girl, bum 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 bum. You'll be a woman soon.
Oh god. Bum. Dan, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Not a lot. I've been tweeting to Mad Cats, trying to find out what the hell's going on with my flight stick.
Have they still not told you?
No.
Jesus.
It is still saying RMA approved. They haven't acknowledged receipts. I've sent them all of the documentation I've got proving that it's been sent there. If they put the tracking number into the Parcel Force site, they'll see that some dude signed for it.
That's his name, some dude.
Yeah. They've said that they're escalating the matter as a point of urgency or something like that. I can't remember the direct quote, but I guess I'll see tomorrow if anything happens. They've had it for over a week now. It's getting on about a week and a half. So I'm kind of like, come on.
Dan's about to stab somebody.
Just at least let me know you've fucking got it. I know you've got it. Just, you know, just, jeez. Kind of wishing I'd bought a Thrustmaster now. Yeah, one of the stupidly expensive ones. But at the time, the one I bought was stupidly expensive for me because I don't have much in the way of cash anyway. So, yeah, I'm just really want to play some Elite Dangerous. I mean, So, yeah, there's that. My gout's been playing up. Oh, my foot was so painful the other day. I couldn't even put a freaking shoe on. So,
God damn. So
that was good. Had a day off from a couple of days off from visiting mum in hospital because I couldn't really walk. She seems to be getting better because she started being more demanding. I had to go and get her some face cream and eye cream and moisturizer and body lotion and hand moisturizer and all that stuff today. So I'm like, yeah, you're getting better. Oh, well. I mean, all good. I can go home soon. Yay. So, yeah, other than that, apart from that and killing different pigeons and things, not a huge amount, really. Picked up a couple of games, spent a grand total of about £8, I think.
Wow.
But I'll come to that when we start talking about games. And what else? Yeah, helped. I came up with a list for John Mouse even, for his £1,000 budget PC. I've come up with a list of parts for him. He seems quite happy with it. So there's a bit of wiggle room for you know, upgrading a bit here or there, or downgrading a bit and upgrading a bit. In fact, because he didn't need a monitor, I actually managed to wheedle in 16 gigs of RAM in there on 8 gig boards, so he can put up to, you know, put 32 in there if he wants to. So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
And yeah, it looks like a fairly solid machine. It looks like a machine I'd be happy owning. In fact, it's better than mine. So
I would hope so for $1,000.
Well, yeah. You know, it's got all the stuff in there. It's got a nice, not massive SSD, but, you know, big enough for the OS and maybe a couple of games. A 3 terabyte SATA 3 HDD. Not the greatest CPU, but it's eminently overclockable. So he's got a lot of
wiggle room. Yeah, so I was i5. I probably would have gone, well, I would have gone with i7, but that's a decent amount more.
Yeah, and the i5 is great for overclocking, especially the model that I chose. And it's plenty fast enough, so that's good. And yeah, an R9 290 with 4 gigs of RAM. That's in there. So it's quite a nice little system, actually. It's a good starting point for any upgrades in the future. I was considering going down the new X99 motherboard route, but DDR4 RAM is just stupidly expensive at the moment, so I don't really see the point, especially when you're limited to, although £1,000 is a fair bit of cash, as soon as you start looking at, you know, the latest gen stuff with, you know, DDR4 RAM, it actually starts taking out a big bit of the budget. You know, those motherboards aren't exactly cheap, and the RAM isn't exactly cheap, so.
Yeah.
That's something you can always change later on. But yeah, other than that, just same old, really. Looking after the puppy. Taking him for a walk. I took him for a walk on the beach the other day and found this tennis ball, and he is freaking obsessed by it now. So you'll probably hear him barking at some point because he has a habit of rolling it under the sofa or one of the tables and then just barking. Because I have to go and get it for him. if that does happen, I apologize. Anyway, Gary, gaming, we kind of almost touched on it. What have you been playing this week?
I can't remember if I said last week. If I got it by then, I can't remember. I got a Viper and Elite Dangerous, and I decked it out with all this shit, and it's awesome.
That thing
and I've been using it.
Sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, it's awesome. I gave no justice there.
It does kind of sound like a V8 when you lift off the gas and it starts burbling.
Yeah.
I got to get my Viper.
It's definitely interesting. What I want to do is I want to take all the cargo out and then put different hardpoints on whenever I get like a Cobra or something. Yeah, so I can have this one for just fighting or something.
Yeah, a bounty hunting ship.
Yeah.
They have nerfed the shields a little bit in the Viper because... it was too awesome.
Yeah, I upgraded like this shield generator. I upgraded like a ton of stuff, the frameshift drive and all that stuff, the thrusters and all that. So yeah, the Viper's coming along. It's pretty awesome. I'm excited to get all that out of the way, and keep going, getting more money. I've been having some good nights and a couple really, really shitty nights of making money. Like, horrible, horrible money making.
Yeah, that happens, man.
Yeah, like...
Sucks.
the one day, I got a 3,000 credit, like, profit in a couple hours playing, and then the other night, like, I got a 70,000 profit or something. So I was like, why? Why is it so horrible? But it's like, just...
Still have some great profits there. You can do better than that, man.
No, what I'm finding, 10,000 credits here, 10,000 credits there, you know,
cost. Was that one I found? And you were like, you bastard, was it 200,000?
Yeah, I don't see any of that stuff ever. I don't know where you're at, but I
can't. You gotta get your reputation up, man.
I'm trying. And I won't do any more bounty hunts because they're dicks and I can't find them. I don't have enough time in the night to spend 4 hours looking for pirates. And I took on a find two pirates and I couldn't find two. I was like, what the fuck? I found one and then that was it. So, not been liking that. I think I did get up to neutral or something in one place. Whatever the next one is, friendly or something. But yeah, it has not been easy going getting that stuff done. But other than that, playing more Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate with Steve Scott and I keep forgetting his real name, but Acid.
Mm.
Why can't I remember his name? Yeah, I've been playing with those guys and almost got Acid up to HR4, so he's almost with us and everything. Steve and I were taking him along. Scott was doing stuff with him. He kind of got weird hours, so like during the week, I don't think we can play because he's on stupidly late at night, and he gets to play with Scott all the time. So, but we've been doing more shit. I've been getting more armor, killing a bunch more monsters, doing a lot of single player stuff. Chris
yeah. Cox. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, doing all, getting all that stuff done, moving along. And then I started playing Monster Hunter 4, Ultimate. And I tried out, well, the opening's really cool to that game. Basically doing some tutorial stuff, but you're fighting like this gigantic monster and shit while you're on like I guess it'd be a sand ship because you're not in the water. We're just traveling along and stuff, and this gigantic monster, I can't remember what they call it, something Joran or something like that, and I can't remember what the first name of it is. But it's really cool. See,
I'm just imagining the worms from
Tremors.
Yeah.
It was a lot bigger than those and more dragon looking. It was crazy. But like you had to shoot it with cannonballs, and they taught you how to keep your balance and stuff like that, because that's kind of part of it. And there's just a bunch of new stuff to it. And then, like, got into town, did the opening quest. Because I played Monster Hunter before, like, I know what I'm doing. Compared to, like, whenever I played 3, I was like, whoa. Like, I just did not know what to do.
You know, games are too hard to learn.
Yeah. Monster Hunter definitely has a steep learning curve going into it for the first time. But, it's really cool. I don't know if it was because I was having, I didn't have a headache, but it was like pressure, like kind of on my eye. And, I don't know if that was making it weird and like my head started to hurt because of looking at the screen and stuff. I don't know if moving around or whatever did something. But, I had to get off it for a while just because it was, I couldn't keep staring at the screen. I don't know if it's just like too much is happening on a tiny screen or something. It definitely needs to be on like the Wii U so it can be on a bigger screen, because that'd be awesome. But I took the bug staff and I was trying that thing out, and the launching yourself into the air thing is freaking cool. I hope I just keep getting along with the weapon. I just beat the shit out of monsters with it, because it's not as fast as using dual blades, which I'll probably still get up because that's just my preference. But I'm going to try to work on the bug staff. And it's not as fast as dual blades, but it does have some speed to it, so I do enjoy it. So I'm gonna keep moving along with that and see how it works on fighting monsters. I'm gonna fight a shit ton of dragon, get my dragon armor and do all that stuff. But they do have in the like the 1-star stuff on single player, they have a training mission for every single weapon. So you can actually do a mission that will walk you through, and that's going to be really cool to do. So I'm excited about that. Maybe I'll try out all the other weapons and see if I can get along with other ones, and maybe that'll make me play with other weapons on 3 as well. So we'll, I'm hoping that'd that be cool. Well. Yeah. Maybe I'll be like, oh my god, I didn't know how this worked, but it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. But other than that, the golf club, I just tried that out for recording, and I was streaming it. If you want to see me get a plus 38 my first time playing, go watch that on Twitch, because I did terrible. I love the commentator, he's funny. He's like a very unprofessional commentator. Like, he's like, could have had that one. He just says some really funny comments, and I thought it was going to be harder to learn, how the guys over at G4T kind of made it sound like it was more difficult to learn than it really is. I mean, if you want to...
Have they played Monster Hunter 3, though?
Oh, yeah. I must be just a pro at games. I don't... I guess it's my young reflexes.
Yeah, those guys young, are pushing... nimble fingers.
Those guys are, you know, pushing like, you know, their 80s and stuff.
I just don't know which screen to look at.
Yeah, it's not as difficult to learn. It's just basically because you don't have a power meter, you know, like other games do. Like, you know, you push the button, and then whenever it gets to that right spot, you hit it again, and it's perfect. But yeah, this one, you know, you have to figure out kind of where your guy is bringing the club up. And then, you know, you have to push forward to get the swing in. And I'm guessing you have to flick it really hard because normally you like to get that...
Oh, sorry, I thought you were still talking about Monster Hunter.
Nope, talking about golf club. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. My second time, or the second course I did, I got a plus 4. So I did a little bit better. Just a little bit. But it's a lot of fun. I plan on, you know, once I play maybe a few more matches, I'm going to do the not tournament, but whatever the hell they call it, challenge thing that the guys at the Overseas Connection and everything have running, so I'm going to get into that. And since Dan can play my games, he may do it too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I need to give it a go. I can't play your games at the moment. We still haven't sorted them out.
Damn, we still haven't done that.
We were going to do it last night, and then you got caught up with... Monster Hunter.
Oh, yeah, people got on, you know. Hunt's calling.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, that's really it for me. So, Dan, what have you been playing?
Well, I have actually mainly been playing... I can't remember. I've either played more of Dragon Age or more of Assassin's Creed. I don't remember, really. It's all kind of gone into a big blur of... I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I am. If I'm coming or going, it's all just, you know... All merging into one at the moment, but
I think you only started playing Assassin's Creed a couple of days ago, right?
Well, I've definitely been playing that because I started feeling a bit burnt out with burnt out, I guess, with Dragon Age Inquisition. So I might as well talk about that first. I think part of it is the announcement of Patch 5 for Inquisition, which is kind of making me want to wait because I am fed up of carrying around the same stuff for ages. Until the character can get to a level to use it. You know, sometimes 4 or 5 levels up from where I am. And so it's kind of, you know, it's taking up loads of spots in my inventory because there's a weapon for each character that they can't use yet. There's armor for each character they can't use yet. And I'm just like, ugh. So I'm really looking forward to the inventory system that's coming in. And I think, you know, it's just going to make it, you know, I'll be able to pick more loot up and not have to worry about, you know, inventory management quite so much. So yeah, I think I'm going to stop playing until that comes out now. So yeah, obviously I have played a bit of Inquisition and yeah, I'm still kind of enjoying it. The fetch quests are still damn annoying. I don't know, the plot, it's not grabbing me so much as Origins or even Dragon Age 2 did. It's just, you know, it just doesn't feel quite so good. Don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic game and it's massive, you know, I think part of it is to do with the fact that, you know, you've got this massive open world now and it's a lot less linear because it doesn't drive the story quite so well. And, you know, there's all these different bits that you keep in the back of your mind that you want to go and do this. Maybe it's because I just, you know, I feel like I want to do everything. Perhaps if I played it as if I was role-playing my character and only did the stuff that I think my character would think was important, then maybe I'd find it more entertaining. And perhaps that's the way I should be playing it. But it's not the way I'm playing it. I'm playing it the way I play most RPGs, and that's trying to get everything done and level up and, you know, just slaughter everything. So perhaps I'm playing it wrong. I don't know. But it's you know, it looks good, and it's you know, there's some funny moments in there, and you know, it's Dragon Age, but it just doesn't quite feel right. And yeah, I finally got around to playing some more Assassin's Creed Unity, and it doesn't really quite feel right.
Is there really some more, or is this the first that you finally started?
I know, I started it ages ago, and then just decided to stop playing it until they fixed it.
Hmm.
And when I stopped playing it, it was just before the end of the, just before the first assassination, I suppose, is when I stopped playing it, and now I've done a couple of assassinations. I'm on sequence 5. And yeah, you know, it's all right. I mean, it's Assassin's Creed. The story, again, doesn't feel as, you know, great as previous examples of Monty's chewing something and it's distracting. As previous examples have. It's, I don't know. It's just, I know that, you know, they've been going on about how, you know, they've managed to get all these NPCs on the screen at times, but, you know, at times they just get in the way and it's just really freaking annoying.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, there's too many people, I've got to get through.
I still like Arno as a character.
He does feel a bit bland to me. I don't know why. Maybe because it's French.
I think you have to get a little bit further in before he really starts to come out of the closet.
I've been enjoying it, but I've been unlocking a lot of the clubhouses to get the income rolling.
it does seem
like money's not going to be too much of an issue, although it is at the moment, because there's one I want to get and I don't have the $5,000 because I just spent a ton on upgrading my armor. So yeah, but yeah, it's more of the same really. The climbing, you know, a lot of it feels simplified, but it still doesn't feel as accurate as perhaps it should be. You know, there are plenty of times when, like, I was holding the right trigger and B for free run down, and he didn't free run down. He just launched himself off a building onto the pavement several hundred feet below and died. But it was still probably quicker than climbing down, because it just respawned where I was. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. Skin off my nose, really. But it's all right. I've heard, actually, the guys over at Veteran Gamers were doing their show before we recorded, and they were talking about the co-op missions and how terrible that experience was. I'm yet to find, you know, try that yet. We were going to do it today, but we didn't get around to it. So maybe later or before the next show, I imagine, we'll be talking about that. Other than those two, I picked up Homefront the other day. It was stupidly cheap on Steam, so I think I bought the Homefront and all the DLC for about £5. Well, £4 something. So I had a little go on that, and yeah, it's all right.
You were yelling at that game so fucking much.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's this really annoying NPC that keeps telling you what to do, even if you're doing it. And he just really pissed me off.
I'm already crouching, goddammit!
Yeah. Yeah, it's just shoot those guys over. Yeah, really? Do you think?
Oh. They're already dead.
And it's just shut up. And it was really kind of bro kind of voice he was doing it. And it was just I just go around. But, you know, it's kind of fun. It's running brilliantly on my machine. I've got it on the highest settings and I'm getting, 90 FPS, I think. So, yeah, it's looking good. Haven't played a huge amount of it, but yeah, it's quite fun. There's some interesting things in there. It's kind of set in the near future, so most of the weapons are recognizable. Yeah, all of the weapons that I've used are recognizable, apart from all the ones I've used are recognizable. But you've got some of the enemies I've seen have got their they've got like EMP weapons. So if you're using a mobile turret, they can disable that. But very easy enough to shoot. So yeah, I did a bit of that. I've not really played enough to really comment on it. And I picked up the Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena, the other day, which again was stupidly cheap. I think it was about £2 something. So I haven't really spent much at all, which is good because I'm going to have to start saving up for the Oculus Rift. There was a rumor it might be coming out in April, but I've since learned that may well have been a hoax. But either way, it's kind of given me the kick up the ass I need to start saving up for it. So, because I can't wait to play Elite with the Rift on again. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, Courtney having a job. Hopefully I can get mine.
Now, Courtney had a go on Elite this week, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. Well, a little bit. Like, I was flying around. She didn't go into a station or leave a station or anything, but she was looking at it, and she was, like, starting to get interested, and that's what happened with Guild Wars, and then she fucking started playing Guild Wars. So I'm kind of hoping she doesn't get interested, because I don't want to buy her a flight stick.
Well, you can get the Thrustmaster T-Flight for not a lot.
Nah, I'd get her a good one.
It is a good one, by all account.
I'd get her a better one.
Okay.
Actually, I'd get myself a better one, just give her mine.
Yeah, I give myself a Thrustmaster Warthog, and then you think of them.
But yeah, she likes the interstellar travel because she likes all the pretty colors flashing by. And then it was funny, I was watching her and she shoots out at a sun, and, like, her eyes get big, she moves her head back. And then I had her flying around, kind of scanning stuff, and I was teaching her how to, like, use the throttle and everything and use my stick, and I should have said that.
I'm not going to say anything.
No more comments.
We've been married long enough for her to figure that one out.
I would hope so.
But that's the great thing about it. Like, you don't have to make money by, you know, shooting stuff. You can make money, loads of money, just by exploring and scanning stuff, which is pretty damn cool.
But just remember, I didn't want to kill anybody, and then, like, that's all I want to do anymore. Die, you bastards! Having so much fun. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have her play a little bit more or something. Maybe she'll play for, like, you know, 5 minutes at a time just to get into it, and then maybe eventually she'll get it. So we will see. So what else you got, Dan? I see at least one more on here. Did you talk about the Chronicles of Riddick, or did I miss something?
Yeah, I said I picked it up.
Oh, is that all? Yet. Oh, yeah. Okay, you just picked it up, okay.
Yeah.
I must have missed whenever you said that. All right.
Okay, well, that's it for, you know, what we've been up to, stuff we've played and bought and all of that stuff. So we are going to take a bit of a break. You're going to listen to some music, and we will be back with the news. Okay, we are back, and, well, it's news time. And first off, a bit of news about Frontier, makers of Elite Dangerous, and, well, all the previous Elite Dangerous games as well. They have trademarked Elite Deadly. This has set quite a few people in the community talking, wondering what the hell it's about. As yet, we don't know, but Deadly is one step above Dangerous in the pilot ranking system. That's all we kind of know. As to what Elite Deadly is, well, some have suggested it might be a companion app. Others think it might be an expansion to Elite Dangerous. But Frontier have declined to comment when contacted by Eurogamer. But it may relate to a previous trademark Frontier registered last year, which was the word Thargoid. That's the name Thargoids. Of the aliens in Elite's universe. They're an insectoid race who originate from somewhere outside known space. The Thargoids made an appearance in the original Elite game, but Thargoids made an appearance in the original Elite game, but vanished in Frontier. Back in July last year, 2014, Frontier Chief David Braben, told the average gamer he wanted Elite Dangerous version of the Thargoids to be as terrifying and as alien as we could make them. So yeah, don't know what's going on with that, but something is. Watch this space. If we know any more, I'm sure I'll probably be the one to tell you about it. Gary.
Yeah, before we move on, you know it would be awesome if they actually had, you know how like pirates and stuff like come in and they're like, oh, what loot do you have and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It would be awesome if like, you know, they actually came through on your comms and shit and said that stuff. And
yeah,
like
that
if
would
the
be cool.
And if like, you know, you come up against Thargoids, I'm sure they're not gonna speak any form of language that we know, but like, you know, they come over your comms and their language or whatever, you know, like, you're going to die! You know, that would be awesome. I really hope, like, maybe, you know, if this is an expansion, if it happens and, you know, we start getting voice comm chat over pirates and that kind of stuff. And, you know, traitors or, you know, people that are like, oh, don't kill me! I didn't do anything wrong. You know, maybe whenever I start doing a kill worn scanner, because you know, once you start doing that, and it kind of knows, it actually notifies you. Like it's like scan. What's it say? It's like being scanned or something. The computer tells you.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and then
yeah.
Yeah. And then you know they go and everyone's kind of like, why are you scanning me? You know, it would be awesome to have that kind of stuff. So hopefully, eventually, they do that, and it'll be crazy and awesome. Hopefully Star Citizen does that stuff. I'm not sure what they're going to do right now, but hopefully
yeah.
Somebody does it.
There have been, I can't remember which game it was either Star Citizen or Elite Dangerous. They were talking about having a kind of Star Trek Universal Translator.
Well, I know in the books, they have that kind of stuff in Elite Dangerous. And even with, I'm trying to remember if it's one of the like Star Citizen short story kind of things that they've had that I've been listening to. If they've had something like that, I can't remember.
You know what we should do? When Wings comes out, we should totally go and visit all the places mentioned in the books.
I would not mind that.
And stream it with us, you know, both going there and exploring and stuff. It'd be cool.
And even if we could have like a kind of thing like, oh, this place was mentioned in this book, and you know, trying to promote the books and maybe get the people that, you know, have written the books behind it. Maybe get them on the podcast, I don't know, or like have a different podcast that, you know, kind of goes over their books and stuff. I actually thought about that with Mostly Harmless. Like, after listening to that book, I kind of want to talk to the author behind it.
Yeah, that's Kate Russell.
Yes.
Yeah. She's been doing fantastic stuff. She streams every, it's either Saturday or Sunday, and she's doing the, she's just done a 12-hour marathon for Special Effect. And
oh, nice.
I think 10% of the profits of her book and the ebook and the audiobook go to Special Effect as well. So
oh, that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Love that game. I want to play it.
All right, so the next thing, Telsa Systeria, did this just come, did this just come out on the PS3?
Yeah, it came out, last month, I think, in Japan on the PlayStation 3, and it's supposed to come out later this year for everywhere else, I think.
Okay, yeah, because, like, apparently it's gonna be coming out on the PC, and, like, the Tels games, I'm guessing they're just Tels, because there's, like, Tels of Symphonia and stuff like that.
Mm.
I actually want to play a bunch of them, because they look really cool. And I'd really like to get into it. So, it's not like I don't have a PS3 or anything. I don't know, I just like playing stuff on the PC. And I must say, like, Sony, And especially the PlayStation Vita and everything. Like, they have so many JRPGs and stuff that comes out. It's amazing. And I just have not been able to get all of them like I've wanted to, because I do want to play a lot of them. So basically this news article is about it coming out on the possibly coming on the PC because of a Steam thing showing up. Well, it says Steam database listing, and then it shows this little thing like Steam sub number, and then like the name and stuff like that. It says Tales of Zestiria. So hopefully that comes out on the PC. Well, it should be coming out on the PC, and I guess somebody was talking about talking to them about like a PS4 port. So if it comes on the PC, I think they can. Well, I mean, PS3 games come out on the PC. I don't know. Maybe it'll come out on the PS4 and stuff for, you know, the newer generation and everything. So we will see.
Must point out though that things have been on the Steam database listings for quite some time before they've ever shown up. Let's take GTA 5 for example. It has taken quite some time for a release date, the PC version of that. And yet it's been on the Steam database listing for freaking ages.
So I'm wondering about that. Like, you know, it's like that kind of game. We know it's going to come out on the PC, and then they, you know, come out with the current gen consoles releases and stuff like that. And I can't believe that they kept the PC version even longer on that.
Well, it's Rockstar.
Yeah, I mean, we all know. I think Rockstar and Ubisoft are the biggest offenders of bringing it out on the consoles and then bringing it out on the PC later.
I'm still like waiting for Red Dead Redemption, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever play that game. Like, I really would like to see it. I've heard people say, like, hey, we'd love a remastering of that one, which would be awesome. And then, like, at the end of it, there's like, hey, Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah, like, I still haven't played Red Dead Redemption. Everyone says it's awesome, and okay. It's like still $20 at, you know, everywhere I look, unless, you know, I want to get a used copy, and I normally don't get used copies, but I may have to so I can finally play the game. I may just get, like, the original one and not worry about, like, the zombies DLC and, you know, stuff like that.
No, I never played that part of it.
So maybe I'll just get the original, and it's like, you know, $10 or something like that. So we'll see. I really, really need to play that game.
Okay, well, next up, there's a museum in New York that houses the National Toy Hall of Fame. And it's just revealed plans to launch the World Video Game Hall of Fame in a new hall based in the Strong National Museum of Play. Apparently, it's going to pay tribute to the best games across console, computer, arcade, handheld, and mobile platforms. Now, anyone can nominate a game for inclusion, the museum has said, and votes for the inaugural class will be accepted until the end of March. Once the vote has been counted, a panel of experts will deliberate on which games should qualify for the first wave of inductees. Games will be evaluated on an icon status, longevity, geographical reach, and the influence it's had on other games, entertainment, popular culture, and society in general. So that kind of leaves it all up to us, and there are a lot of games that I can think of that really should be included, and we're going to ask you as part of our question of the week in a bit about this, so keep listening.
Now, how old do games have to be? I don't know if you said or...
I don't think they have to have any age to them. I mean, you know, it could be something brand new that's just, you know, fantastic.
Oh, so Dan's going to put Elite Dangerous in there?
No, the original Elite.
Can I possibly play that?
Yeah.
Is there a way to get it? Cause
you got it with the Elite. If you go on to, cause you bought it as a beta backer or whatever it was, you know, you bought it into the beta. If you go on to the Frontier store and log in, you will have a download with everything you need, and you just click on it and it runs it for the original Elite.
I will have to try it then so I can understand where Elite started.
Yeah, but you won't be able to play it with your joystick.
No.
Not without some tinkering, anyway.
Well, maybe I'll have to tinker.
It was a keyboard-only game back in the day, man.
Oh. Yeah, why are you talking about playing keyboard and mouse? Come on.
Because I was shit at Elite back in 1984. I was five. And you were even worse.
Because I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
I was playing that game as a fetus. I wasn't even a fetus back then.
No, you were part egg.
Yes, it was part egg. Part egg, part worm.
No, because sperm dies quite quickly. So, yeah, that part of you wasn't around at all.
Yeah, my brother wasn't even a thought either for another year. I felt so young. God damn you, Dan.
So, yeah, I definitely have to nominate. Should we pick three games?
Maybe? I don't know.
I think, well, definitely Elite. I think possibly Half-Life 2 over Half-Life, just because so many people got into Half-Life because of Half-Life 2 and the amount of people that are clamoring for Half-Life 3 off the back of that.
I've never even beat the original Half-Life, like, because I played Half-Life 2 and everything whenever the Orange Box came out and all that stuff. I started playing Half-Life. I should finish it eventually, but I think it crashed or whatever. It was fucking up on my system. So I need to try it again.
But then, oh, what about GoldenEye? Oh, Super Mario. Oh, no, Doom. Oh, Wolfenstein. Doom, Wolfenstein. No, Doom for me. It'd have to be Doom.
I like Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask because it's something completely different that they took the Legend of Zelda series.
Yeah.
Like, completely different than anything they've done. And it... I can't believe they didn't do really more like it because it was just so crazy and awesome. I'm glad they brought on 3DS. And you notice I didn't talk about that on games I've been playing. Ah, so many games I've been trying to do and I just don't have time. But three, I mean, well, the Smithsonian, there we go, has their video game stuff. I can't, they don't call it a Hall of Fame. I can't remember what they actually call it. I'm not sure what they have in there. I think something had to do with Brutal Legend whenever this happened, and I was like, why is that game in there?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, but being, like, in a, like, video game, like, you know, best shit, you know. Three games for me. Nintendo has everything with me, though. I mean, Mario, like, you have to have, I would say Super Mario 3, because that was, like, you know, they had 1 and 2, which are, 1 was good, 2 was, different and really good, and then 3 was, like, amazing. Like, they did everything right with that one. Something that's not Nintendo, I don't know.
Resident Evil? Halo?
Halo's Baldur's probably Gate. One that a lot of people would do. I don't think I've ever played Baldur's Gate.
Street Fighter?
I would say Wing Commander would be a good one. That was, like, really awesome back in the day.
GTA?
That was one of those... Yeah, I never liked GTA.
GTA 3.
I watched my cousin play Vice City, but I have it now, and I'm thinking of playing it because of that.
Command & Conquer?
Nope, never played any of those. There's a lot of games that we could say we want to be in this, but, you know. Are they going to have, like, Pac-Man? Polls on it? Of course, Pac-Man. Like, if Pac-Man's not in there. Like, those are, man, arcade games.
Portal?
I remember playing Donkey Kong back in the day at Disney World whenever my parents put me and my brother in the daycare. And they had, like, a Donkey Kong arcade cabinet there, and we played the shit out of that. There's Pac-Man. I can't remember half the stuff that was there. That was the best place to be as a kid. Like, it's funny because, you know, like, some people may be like, oh... You know, you're not taking a kid with you. You're putting him in a daycare while you're at a you know, at Disney World or whatever, that fucking daycare was better than being at Disney World. It was so, like, they even had a thing, you crawl through the wall, and, you know, there was, like, a movie section and shit. Oh, my God. It was so amazing to be a kid going there. It was more magical than the rest of Disney World. I loved it. Like, that daycare was better than having parents.
Wow.
Keep me here forever. Oh, it was amazing. What are we talking about anymore? I forgot.
But we were talking about the video game Hall of Fame. And who we nominate? You've nominated your daycare at wherever it was, Disney. So yeah,
I don't know. There's so many, like, to for me to cut my choices down. Like, I'd really have to. I mean, Legend of Zelda has been in my heart my whole life. I have a Legend of Zelda tattoo, for fuck's sake.
but I'd be tempted to nominate Paperboy. Just because I played that game so much, and it's bollocks hard now.
I'd have to play it again. I played it whenever I was younger. I do remember playing it a lot. It's not one of those games I remember, like, the day I got it. Like, I remember the day my mom brought, like, Ocarina of Time home, and, like, having the game in my hands, and just, you know, putting it in the system and playing for the first time. And it fucking broke or whatever, and deleted my save and shit. But yeah,
when I was a kid, games didn't have saves.
So was I. I played a lot of games without
Wonder
saves.
Wonder Boy in Monster Land, that was quite a long game, and there were no fucking saves in it.
Right. I do remember the day of keeping your system on and hoping nobody shut off. You know, shut it off while you're at school or whatever.
Yeah, you were asleep.
Yeah. I remember playing, because my parents never didn't get us one in a while, playing the PS2 without a memory card. I remember my brother keeping God of War on for, you know, however many days or, like, weeks or whatever, so he could beat it.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but then everything saves now, and it doesn't matter. Don't need to put anything in that system. It's got it.
Okay, well, next up.
I don't know if people know this. There's this app on the internet, which is totally not an app. It's called Twitch.
It's more of a website, isn't it, really?
It has to be a website, yeah. But yeah, Twitch is having, I'm guessing it's the first ever.
Yeah.
So, they're having TwitchCon! And reading through this, I don't think they have
said... It does sound like some kind of convention for people with nervous tics.
I'm just thinking a tweak from, like, South Park.
Or maybe epilepsy. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That could be an interesting show to walk around. Why is everybody on the ground shaking?
What's with the strobes? I'm sorry. If anyone listening is epileptic or knows anyone that's epileptic, I didn't mean to offend. I'm just...
Chinny from the Veteran Gamers is actually
semi-epileptic. I'm not entirely sure if I care if I've offended anyone anyway, because it's not... I'm saying, oh, well, okay, fine, I've offended you.
I mean, it's a medical condition anyway. It's like, you can't help it, but... It's not like we hate people or want to make fun of them. It's like, you can't help it.
My ex-girlfriend was epileptic, and she was round at mine with Lee, and we were playing Guitar Hero or Rock Band or something. And she was really getting into it, like, you know, with everything scrolling up, and she was like, oh, I probably shouldn't play, but it's so much fun. I want to keep playing. And she kept playing until she felt a bit weird, went outside and had the epileptic fit.
Oh, God.
And so I'm outside, and I'm yelling at Lee. And I'm like, Lee, Lee! And eventually he's like, what? Like, get a cushion. Lizzie's having a fit on the hard stone floor. And he's like, oh, all right. Then he comes out and he's like, cool.
I'm like, oh, Lee. We can get him back on the show. Oh, God. I love Lee. But yeah, anyway, talk about Twitch. Twitch founded in 2011, so, you know, it's been a couple years, and they're finally going to have the first thing. Depending when they formed, it may be like 3.5. So.
All right, 4 this year.
Yeah, there we go. And they're acquired by Amazon. Pedant. So maybe that's why, I don't know. So yeah, anyway, they're going to have their first ever TwitchCon, and it's going to take place over September 25th and 26th at Moscone West Convention Center in San Francisco, which is California, and I won't be able to go because I'm not traveling that far, and flight tickets are not cheap.
And let's face it, it's going to be streamed, right?
If it's not, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, Twitch? This is like your job. But yeah, they say, Twitch broadcasters have the most passionate fans, so we want to create an amazing experience where they can come together in person. Nobody wants to meet in person. I mean, come on.
Yeah, nothing says I want to meet those people like the comments in Twitch chat.
Oh my god, you're that Twitch person I watch? You have the shittest stream I've ever seen. God, you should just go bury yourself in a hole and die. Oh god, the toxicity of the internet. But yeah, that was said by Amateur, and then, Amateur. TwitchCon will be an opportunity for the entire community, broadcasters, game developers, viewers, and us to play and learn together. Aww.
Because knowledge is power, and learning is fun.
So what, is it going to be like a gigantic LAN party that's streamed on Twitch?
I have no idea. I do, however, know that Dave Oshry of the advertising guy for Gunner Optics, or Guna, or however you pronounce it, I know he signed them up for it.
Or, what the hell's it called?
Rise of the Triad.
That's what it is, yeah, Rise of the Triad. It was fun. I need more time to play games. Honestly, I really just want to take a week off work and just play games. Damn, why'd I get married? I'd have so much more time to not do anything. I still play a lot of games for being married. And my wife is very nice to let me do that and not cut off my balls.
So, yeah, anyway, TwitchCon is the thing. It's happening. I'm not that excited about it, to be honest.
I mean, it's going to be Twitch stream, so hey, you can watch anyway.
PewDiePie's going to be there, isn't he? I'm not going to watch it.
Is he a Twitch streamer? I thought just YouTube.
Actually, I have no idea.
Oh, I don't
He'll
watch
probably
him.
Be there anyway, won't he? Just be
PewDiePie.
Anyway, next up, I found something and I showed it to Gary earlier and he couldn't stop laughing.
That was ridiculous.
This chap, Martin Ambos TV, a rabble, apparently has a bit of a habit of getting mad at FIFA 15. And on Tuesdays, he likes to game with his friends and he gets a little too mad at it. So they brought round an electric shock dog collar. Yeah, the kind that is intended to keep dogs from barking, and I do not recommend. It's a terrible, terrible, horrible device, and only people should use it. And yeah, basically he's wearing this whilst playing FIFA, and it seems to work. Every time he gets angry, it gives him a shock, and he falls back on the couch, and it's very, very funny. Unfortunately, whenever he gets a little bit too loud or laughs, it also shocks him. So yeah, it's not exactly foolproof, but you know, perhaps we can sort something out.
I mean, it basically goes by, you know, I mean, whenever, when dogs bark, they bark loud anyway. So like,
it goes like volume.
Yeah. Like somebody, you know, talking, you can talk too loud, like, you know, you can talk regularly, and then sometimes you get a little bit louder, you know, it just goes by like the decibel range of, you know, how the bark is.
If you do need something to calm your rage whilst you're playing games, then maybe you should consider getting one of these electroshock collars. They may help you out, or possibly if you've got a defibrillator, probably not a good idea to use it.
If you have one of these dogs, put it on yourself.
Yeah, see how you like it. But yeah, I urge you to check out the video. It is quite funny. He gets a lot of shocks and laughs were had by all.
That's normal, like, he'd start to yell, and, like, he'd, like, get loud during the, you know, during the, I don't know how FIFA works, I don't even know who had the ball, but, like, you start to get loud, and, like, you just see him, like, start twitching and fall back on the couch. He's like, it's no fair.
Yeah, the light goes off, and he's like,
it was bad. Oh, man. But yeah, like, I wouldn't use that on a dog, and I've seen somebody use it on themselves before, not in this situation. But like, you know, I guess we're lucky that dogs have a higher pain tolerance or something than us? I don't know. Because, like, just seeing people have it, like, I'd never put anything like that on my dog.
You should train your dogs properly. And only use an electric shock dog collar when you can't keep your rage in check when you're gaming. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Next piece is about a game that I have no idea about, and it's on iOS, so I will never know anything about it unless it comes over to Android, maybe. I don't know. Kind of looks cool. But it is called Dreeps. Well, I guess I won't be playing this because apparently this game plays itself. Apparently the only thing you can really do in this game is setting an alarm, and I'm not sure why. Dan, you might want to help me with this one.
Okay, well, this basically goes along the lines of, for a lot of people, part of the experience of playing video games is watching someone play video games. And that's kind of why perhaps Dreeps doesn't feel quite so weird. The creators call it an alarm playing game because that's all you can do is set the alarm. Other than that, you just kind of watch the action unfold. Yeah.
So it's watching a TV show.
Yeah. The rest of the game, you're just watching a story about a little robot boy making his way through a variety of landscapes and vanquishing enemies. And apparently it continues whether or not you're paying attention to it. So, yay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How many hours is this game?
I have no idea, but apparently most of the time it's just the little robot boy walking across the screen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
Yeah, so go pick up Dreeps and let us know what you think about it.
Yeah, apparently if you open the app at the right moment, you might catch him fighting off a bad guy. Or Yay. Getting healing power from a nice elf-type guy. Or apparently in an interview with the designers... with the game designers wrote on the Dreeps website. In Dreeps, you will just have to set the alarm. That's all. You can have a look at the adventure on the phone, put on your desk while working during snack time. Just enjoy the game at your pace. You might miss some events, but don't mind about it. There's almost no text in the game. You can imagine your own version of the story with the hints and in visuals and sound. The game costs $2.99 to download. I feel the game should be in inverted commas there.
Just check it out, just because you don't have to do anything anyway.
Yeah, that's $3.
Yeah. Jason, I'll give you $3 to download this game. Because I want to know.
I guess, you know, there are plenty of games where it's just about the passage of time, you know, there's like that Farmville stuff where you're just waiting for stuff to happen. And then you can, you know, harvest your crops, or Hemp Tycoon, where you just most of the time is waiting for the hemp, for the weed to grow. That's not my cup of tea.
Maybe we should move on then.
Well, apparently, the alarm clock functionality isn't very intuitive or reliable. So, yay. Anyway, next up, it's actually quite interesting. Thingy-me Bob, what's his name? Tim Sweeney, yeah, from Epic Games. You know, the studio behind Gears of War and Unreal Tournament and Infinity Blade and stuff. Apparently hailed as the founding father of the modern gaming industry. He founded Epic Games in 91 while still in college, and a technical genius with a keen business sense, according to this article. he's basically been quoted as saying that he thinks that VR will change the world. Apparently, according to him, there are some amazing things happening in VR right now, and a lot of them haven't seen the light of day publicly at all. Next year is going to be just the watershed time for VR, which I guess is, you know, it's kind of about time. You know, the Rift should be coming out pretty damn soon. Freaking Facebook's decided that it was a good idea to chuck $2 billion towards Oculus to buy it. And, you know, nothing is really, you know, I know loads of people that are really, really kind of excited about VR. Hell, you know, Samsung are in with Oculus. Valve have been talking about it. Google have got the Google Cardboard, and they've just, do you remember those old 3D goggle things with you had the discs and you'd pull down the lever and you'd see a 3D image in front of you, still image? Well, they're doing in Google and whoever it was that made them. They're making a new one, which is, you know, kind of VR. Microsoft are doing their HoloLens thing, and Sony with their Project Morpheus. There's, you know, it's a huge amount of stuff. And let's not forget, it's Sundance this year, Sundance Festival. Virtual reality pretty much stole the show with a flight simulator and a 360-degree monster film. And there was a load of new movie, documentary, and video game announcements there, you know, all to do with VR. So it's, you know, I hope the whole VR hype thing is actually going to work this time. I remember the VR, the clunky, massive, spine injury inducing VR headsets of the 90s, which were basically like bolting a TV to the front of your head. I'm hoping that's not going to happen again. But then I suppose, you know, 3D in the cinemas, that's been taking a bit of a nosedive recently, and because, you know, people don't like having to put glasses on, but I guess with gaming, it's a different thing. But hell, I had a 3D headset for my Sega Master System, for crying out loud. It was cool, but there weren't very many games that you could play it with. Anyway, that's 3D, not VR. If Tim Sweeney thinks that, you know, VR is going to be, you know, changing the world, then hopefully he's right. I really do hope he's right.
Next big thing.
Cause I really want an Oculus Rift. Gotta start saving. sitting in your cockpit in a 1-to-1 scale is just freaking amazing.
What I'm feeling, that's the only thing I'm gonna really, really use it with. Is this, you know, Star Citizen, Elite Dangerous games?
Minecraft.
Yeah, I could try Minecraft.
It was
next time I get a. Well, I need to get another. You know, the next push for me in Minecraft, where I actually have a good
Minecraft,
you know,
2.
No, just Minecraft. I don't need Minecraft 2.
Yeah, nobody needs Minecraft 2. Will probably have proper VR support though.
True.
But
oh no, it's owned by Microsoft now, so there'll probably be the fucking HoloLens support.
In fact, I think they showed something like that in the video for it, didn't they?
I don't even remember.
Anyway, what's this Nintendo thing that you've added to the news?
Yeah, the only thing that I had this week, I was very lazy compared to Dan. Actually, I could not find shit, and then I saw this. I was like, oh yeah, that's what I was going to add. apparently, I did not know this until a couple days ago. There's been a West Coast kind of strikes going on for the importing business, or whatever the hell they call it, just importing in general. And there's been problems with the new 3DS and Amiibos getting in. So, I don't know if this is anything. I don't know how long it's been going on for. I didn't look too deep, and this doesn't mention. But apparently there's been a strike going on the West Coast, and, you know, stuff getting imported into the U.S. has been shitty. And we talked about it, like, especially on the last... Man, speaking of that, I bashed the shit out of Nintendo that episode whenever we did the whole RPG and everything. But yeah,
I didn't mean it.
Yeah,
you did.
For people thinking that I love Nintendo that much, I have a dark side every once in a while.
Yeah, he plays me now and then.
Yeah. I don't play everything Nintendo. there's been a strike going on, and it's apparently been having a major effect on the Amiibos and new 3DSs and stuff coming in, and I don't know if this is the exact reason why, you know, like, I couldn't find Meta Knight at Best Buy 2 days after it released or whatever, and, you know, them only having five Monster Hunters in the Best Buy and shit. I have no idea. But, I mean, maybe Nintendo sent out, like, twice as many new 3DSs and only half of them made it. I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably still impounded in some dock somewhere whilst they're striking or whatever, just piled up somewhere. If you live on the West Coast near a dock and there's a huge amount of stuff coming from Japan, go and check out those crates. There's probably got 3DSs and Amiibos and stuff in them. Go and nick them. Send me one.
Yeah, go get all the Amiibos that are supposed to be really
to
rare.
To our Mafia listeners.
This isn't the first time.
This is the bit that makes me laugh.
I don't know if I'm reading the same thing. I'm actually skipping to the end for this part.
Yeah, this is the bit.
This isn't the first time shipments between America and Japan have been affected by a labor dispute, as McDonald's Japan faced a major French fry crisis during the end of 2014.
They grow potatoes in Japan? Couldn't they pulp their own and shape them into fries? And, you know, they didn't have a problem sending shit over during Pearl Harbor.
I'm sure we have potatoes over in America. I mean, you know, Iowa.
No, I mean, it was McDonald's Japan that didn't have the fries because they couldn't get sent from America. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Why didn't they just... Really? They're potato. They're, like, mushed, reformed potato. How hard is that?
Apparently very hard. I don't know. I wonder how they make French fries. Because, you know, you got, like, the fucking potato fries that are, like, really thick and... Basically, just you cut, you know, you take a slicer through a potato and you got giant potato wedges. Actually, I think it's called potato wedges.
Well, there are two ways of doing it. One is you chop them into really small fries, and two, you kind of pulp it, extrude the water, and then reform it into fry shapes and then fry them. Well, freeze them, then fry them. I'm guessing McDonald's does the extracting the water, pulping them, and by pulping them, extracting the water, forming them, and then freezing them.
That makes fries sound so much more disgusting, Dan. Thank you.
That's quite all right.
Oh, God.
So one of the main ingredients in the McDonald's buns is sugar, because they don't actually toast them for long enough to toast bread, and it's just the sugar's caramelizing.
I think Cornelius said McDonald's, like microwaves their burgers for like 10 seconds or something like that.
Oh, when I worked at McDonald's, it was a double-sided kind of griddle, and it just cooked both sides at once really quickly.
Oh, I don't think
of course,
think
there was also a woman who kept scratching her ass, and it wasn't just like the outside of her trousers. No, I saw her one day, and her hand was going down between her skin and her underpants, and she was scratching her ass. And I was like, you know, you shouldn't do that whilst you're working. She's like, that's all right, I'm wearing my gloves. And I was like, yeah, that's part of the problem. Yeah.
I love McDonald's so much. Those burgers taste good, though.
It also didn't help that at the place I was working, they kept this big bucket of the gherkins underneath the griddle, and the fat would drop from the burgers into the vinegar, and with all the gherkins swimming around it.
God.
So, yeah.
Everybody, don't eat fast food. It is not good for you.
Oh, fast food is terrible for you.
Well, people should know it's terrible for you. It's a lot worse than you think it is for you.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's like ass skin or something in your burgers.
No, it's not. that's not the worst bit from her scratching her ass. It's the
ass
shit.
Dead skin.
It's the shit that she probably hasn't wiped from her ass that's going to be on your burger.
That too.
Anyway, right,
let's finish. Well, no, let me say this one right. thing. So
go
apparently,
Taco Bell.
To,
yay.
Yay. Taco Bell. Corny's told me stuff about that. Like, I should be hired at this Taco Bell to fucking clean this place up. I don't know. Anyway, so according to Water itself, only the heavier objects like the Nintendo 3DS, XL, and Amiibo that have been impacted by the strike. Copies of games are lighter and can be shipped via air. So no shortages or game copies are to be expected.
Apart from those special editions with figures and stuff.
That may be different as well, so I don't know. Wonder how heavy is heavy. Because, like, you know, new 3 isn't too heavy, but if you put, like, a million of them in a fucking crate, I don't know. Yeah. That's really it for that, I think.
Okay, well, that is it for the news. Okay, so we are going to take our second and final break for this show. We will be back with the question of the week and all that good stuff. As you've guessed, we are back, and we asked you last week for the question of the week, what do you think will be shown at Bethesda's press conference? And we had a couple of replies, so Gary, why don't you take the first one?
Well, the first one is from Mr. Big Bad Daddy from his triumphant return, actually, to the Overseas Connection, and he says, Fallout 4 and some really cool Doom sexiness.
Yeah, I do think we will see the new Doom. Fallout 4, I'd love to see. Oh,
but we better fucking see Fallout 4 or my dreams are going to be crushed.
If we don't see it, they are going to be just as annoying as Valve. Anyway, the next one came from SuperLobster06, and he says, at the Gamesman RPG, I think we'll see the new Doom in action. I think Fallout 4 will be announced, but nothing more than a teaser trailer or logo.
I think they're definitely going to have at least a decent trailer. Like, you know, War Never Changes. If I hear War Never Changes, I'll be happy. That's all I need. I'll know it's coming.
Or maybe just War.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Loot, actually. It's good for loot.
Okay. Instant packs and all that shit.
This week we are asking you for the question of the week. What games would you nominate to be in the Hall of Fame? And don't just answer us. Go and find the link and vote for them yourselves. You know, nominate stuff.
We'll put the link in the show notes, so go to the show notes and start voting.
Yeah. Okay, now for the clean-up-y bits. The TGM checks. We've had one this week. Gary, why don't you take that?
It's from OC underscore Amarillis. That was
she's so pretty.
She probably, if she listens, she's gonna fucking kill me. Cause that was a horrible, horrible Southern accent. I can't do accents. Y'all.
Mine wasn't exactly great either.
She's just gonna kill both of us. Alright. I think she's moving to the UK sometime.
Yeah, oh, crap.
She'll find you. But she says, Blur and Minecraft. She's back on that Minecraft. So, and Blur. Didn't you ever play Blur?
Briefly. I think I played it on the 360. I think I've got it. Have I got it on PC?
Wasn't it like
yes,
a
I
Mario?
Do. I do have it on PC.
Wasn't it like I'm talking Mario Kart-esque? Don't you have weapons and stuff? I think
sort
she was saying
of,
something
yeah,
about that.
It's cars. I don't know if they're real cars or not. I can't remember. But there are power-ups and stuff. It was made by the guys Bizarre Creations, who made Project Gotham Racing and The Club. And they kind of ended after putting out Blur.
So it must be a good game.
Yeah, Activision pulled the plug, so, yeah. Activision.
Yeah, she was talking about last week when she was on. I don't know if she was on this week or not. So we may hear more about it. But yeah, that's that TGM check.
So I was just clicked on her store page, and, yeah, apparently you can't buy it on Steam anymore. I'm just going to check. You can't get it anymore on Steam. That's a shame. I seem to remember it being quite fun. Anyway, shout outs, Gary. You got anyone you want to shout out?
I got a few, I believe. I can fly.
I was going more Cher than,
yeah, Overseas Connection. I'm actually trying to find the game that I got from them, and I can't remember which one it was exactly. It was Star Wars Battlefront 2, I believe.
Oh, I loved that game. I used to play that on the original Xbox.
Yeah, I believe it was on the latest bundle. They had whatever bundle it was, like Star Wars bundle or whatever. And I'm guessing that's where somebody got it from.
It was a cracking-looking bundle.
Yeah, I should have got it, because it's not like it didn't have a couple dollars or whatever the hell it cost for it. But yeah, they... Thanks to Nicole, aka OC _ Amaryllis. Thanks to her 900 number she apparently has. that's how you had to, they said her number on the podcast, which is fake, of course. But it was funny because Greg was saying it the whole fucking podcast. It was 1900 Nicole, and, nobody, like, apparently in their, as they call it, the chat, they did not guess it. They're just making up horrible names and stuff, and Nicole was saying the whole podcast thought she was gonna kill people. but yeah, like, basically he said it like at least 3 or 4 times the whole time. Nobody guessed it. So I was like, oh, 1900 Nicole. And then I got the code. Yay. So yeah,
well, actually,
that was awesome.
Talking about the Humble Bundle, the Humble Bundle on at the moment, the Square Enix Bundle 2 is well worth checking out. As of recording, it has 8 days left. Yeah, if you're listening to this when it comes out, you can get Hitman Absolution, Supreme Commander 2, Hitman Go, Tomb Raider, Sleeping Dogs, Thief, Murdered Soul Suspect, Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut, Kane and Lynch Collection for $15. All of those games are $15. If you don't want Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs, but you want all of the others, then it's $7.49. Yeah, there's some pretty damn good games there.
I still like Murdered Soul Suspect. A lot of people didn't, but I still thought it was interesting. It's not a great game, but it's still very interesting for, you know, what they're trying to do with it.
And hell, Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs is worth it for $15 on its own. Oh, well, both those games together. So go check that out. If you haven't got those games, then there is a fantastic deal there. And whilst I'm here, I might as well have a quick look. The weekly bundle, that has 3 days left. There's some interesting games on there. They're kind of indie. You've got Shadow Puppeteer, Best Friends Forever Double Pack, Hero Siege, Hammer Watch, Damned, Forced, and Contagion for $10. The Books Bundle has got some interesting books. Actually, I'm not too sure about those books, but yeah, you might be interested. Go and check them out. Humble Bundle, fantastic site. Go and bookmark it, because they do some great stuff. And you can decide where the money goes. Does it? Do you want to give it to Humble Bundle? Do you want to give it to charity? Do you want to give it to the developers? Go check it out. And of course, they've got their store, and quite often there are some hefty discounts on things there.
Yeah.
Like, Far Cry 4 is 20% off at the moment. So. Oh. And the intriguing death skid marks is 25% off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my other shout out is going to go to Fraser because he got on the golf club with me as I was playing my first round.
Fraser and... Moo.
Yes, Fraser Moo. he was at +4, I believe it was, and I was at probably +16 or something by the time he got off. He only did like 4 rounds because he was eating dinner or something right after that. Or four, yeah, what did I say?
Rounds.
Oh, yeah.
A round of golf is generally 18 holes.
Yeah. I think they even say this round or whatever during the game. But yeah, did 4 holes. Man, it's hard. Never mind. I'm not even going to do it. But yeah, did 4 holes. He had to go eat dinner, so he didn't finish. I don't know if he can pick up from where we left off, but he's not going to be anywhere near as bad as I was. So he can try to beat my next... Or my other one, which was only like a +5, which is a lot better than the last one. But yeah, other than that, all my Monster Hunter lovely peoples, which is Steve, Scott, and Chris. So thank you guys for playing. It's been awesome, and we need to keep playing. We will be G-Rank Master People Elites soon enough, hopefully. So we can all move to 4 and all play that to death again. I have too many hours in Monster Hunter now. Dan, how about you?
Well, actually, I have one I haven't put in, and it's an anti-shout-out. I'm taking back the shout-out to the guy at Mad Cats that was helping me out, because you're taking too fucking long. But my actual shout-out is to Mr. Verbal Rob, who gave me a game earlier today. I was in the chat with for the Veteran Gamers podcast. Also, we're recording it live over on Twitch, and he bought the Humble Weekly Bundle and had a spare copy of Hammerwatch, so he gave that to me. So thank you very much.
Aw, you bastard.
Yeah, it was
okay,
in the chat.
Hammerwatch.
And he was like, oh, it's got a spare copy of Hammerwatch. Who wants it? And I was like, yep. And he was like, sold. And I was like, woo! It was like some of the quickest typing you've ever seen on Twitch. And then seconds later, he was like, sent, was like, received and downloading. Thank you. So thank you very much, sir. I'm looking forward to playing it. It is already installed, which is amazing for my shitty internet connection. But yeah, anyway, that's it for the shout out. So web for the week to come. Where can people find you, Gary?
I can scroll down. RSA9 is Twitter, Elite Dangerous, and possibly if I ever get around to it, Star Citizen to check it out again. Actually, I probably need to update it again.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. Steam, Arizona Square 89, Nintendo Network, RS1289, and...
Origin.
Probably not going to be on... Yeah, Origin and Minecraft, but I'm probably not going to be on those. RS0289 if I give it on the PSN again. So, that's those. Dan, you,
as everywhere. As always, I am Hardly Dan everywhere. If you want to get in touch with either of us to play a game or just have a chat, hit us up, and we will get back in contact with you. Best chance for me for playing games is Steam, so check out my library if there's something there that you want to play, that you've got, that I've got, and we can play multiplayer. Let me know, and I will probably have to let me know in advance, because I will probably have to download it, because I've pretty much deleted everything at the moment. But yeah, that's it. Hardly Dan, pretty much everywhere. So, Gary, if people want to get in contact with us, it obviously seems really hard for people, because it doesn't happen that often. How can they do it?
You can find us on Facebook at The Gamesman Podcast, and no new followers there. And you can also send us in voicemails at the RPG hotline, which is 412-267-RPG1, or 412-267-7741. And then you can send us emails, you know, talk to us, send us some MP3s and stuff. If you don't want to use the said, you know, voicemail and stuff like that, and if you live in the, you know, live in the UK and whatnot, you know, it's cheap that way. It's not hard. If you have a, you know, microphone or whatever, you know, or you can probably do it on your phone and send it through an email that way. Who knows? Just talk to us. Send in some RPG questions you want us to do. I don't know. It'll be awesome. And we'll do it and we'll have fun. We love having fun. Everyone loves having fun. Girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah, but not Funyun fan.
Funyun fan. Also, Twitter. We have one of those if you haven't noticed yet. That is at the Games and RPG, and we have new followers because these people know
Holy
about us.
Crap.
I know, three of them. Ian Laundrie, Indiecade, and Nintendo Pals. I actually listened, they had their first episode, they put up, and they sound like they're gonna be an awesome podcast. Basically, you know, a couple audio issues, but that kinda happens with your first podcast getting into it, so, you know, once that stuff gets sorted out, it's gonna be awesome. They talk Nintendo, they're Nintendo fans.
Not everyone knows where to talk into the mic, obviously.
Fuck you, Dan. That actually didn't come up last week, I don't think, during the podcast. The first time I used my mic, it was a horrible... If you heard the horrible sound quality 2 weeks ago, and it sounded better last week, that's because Dan kindly told me I was doing it wrong and I was a dumbass.
I didn't say that. Didn't you read the manual?
No, I didn't read the manual.
It's
I'm of a generation
like a
where reading is wrong.
Of pictograms.
I looked at the butt, okay? That's all I saw for podcasting. Actually, you told me that too, so I barely had to look for that. And yeah, the audio quality is a lot better now. See, I just thought you talking to the mic. I didn't think it actually wouldn't pick up anything I was saying. Anyway, so yeah, Nintendo Pals, check those guys out, follow them on Twitter, I don't know if they have a website yet, I can't remember if I went to check for it, actually maybe they do, I'm not sure, but yeah, they should be coming out with a second podcast, I think in a couple days, I can't remember when I saw the first one, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Tuesday or what, but yeah, check them out, they're awesome, they're from the UK too, so British people, you must love them. Or no, Americans must love them because we all love British accents. There we go. Anyway, you can also go on Twitter and use the hashtag TGMCheck and TGMQuest, like, you know, Big Bad Daddy, OC Amaryllis, and SuperLobster06 did. So they're awesome people. Be awesome as well. We want to hear from you and we want to talk to you and everything.
Okay, just a quick interjection. Nintendo Pals, you can find them at NintendoPals .wordpress.com.
Okay, so they do have one, sweet.
Yeah.
Yay. Alright, and then you can also find us at youtube.com/gamesandrpg. My internet's been a little weird, so I haven't been uploading the rest of the podcast like I need to, so maybe I'll do that soon. I know, like, just going on Twitch and stuff, it's been really weird, and I haven't been able to watch the Twitch stream while I'm playing. Well, like, I can watch the chat, I just can't watch the Twitch stream. I don't know why. I will try to have more stuff up on YouTube. Maybe we'll do some more, you know, what the hell are those called? Oh, TGM Tagalongs, that's what they're. Yeah, maybe we'll get some more of those along. Maybe I'll do something up, I don't know. The golf club. We'll see what happens. And then, like I said, Twitch stream. I have been Twitch streaming every damn day this last week, I think.
No,
just,
you didn't yesterday.
Didn't know yesterday?
No.
No, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it late. Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't yesterday by the time I did on it. Yeah, I did it with, that sounds weird, with Scott and Chris.
Yeah,
so.
You did.
Yeah, so I've been Twitch streaming like almost every day just because I got the Wii U set up and now we can Twitch stream Monster Hunter and it's been an awesome time. And then we got a new follower, which is I'm going to do it this way, NDarkie89. I'm going to guess that's right. Let me know if it's right. I can't figure out which way I said it. If it's NDarkie or NDarkie or NDarkie. There we go. and then
yeah,
also I forgot.
Time.
Yeah, doing well. And then also iTunes reviews, want them, need them, love them.
Have we
had them? I was about to say that. I did not check this week, I forgot. So I'll check next week. Probably. But I'll check next week and
this will
see
be
if
wrong
we have.
Week
so...
We've had like four.
I don't think we've had more than one ever. I don't know. But or maybe whenever Steve was hosting, because he was awesome.
I'd start making fake accounts and just doing the listeners' work for them.
Well, we got this from Hard Dylan. Dan. Dylan. Got this from Hard Dan Nadildra? Huh. Yeah. Send us some in. We want to hear what you have to say about the show. And, you know, 5 stars is nice. 1 star is you being a mean person.
No, but honestly, yeah. Any criticism we will take on board and try to make better. So let us know if you want us to do stuff that we're not doing within the realms of
like
reason.
Like speaking to the mic fight?
Yeah, right? We're not going to do naked live podcasts and stuff like that. So, you know, cool your boots.
I don't know. I'll do it naked, but there won't be a video on because you may throw up. Yeah, that's it for that, Dan. Let's get out of here.
Okay, well, that will do it for episode 58. So on behalf of Amorous 89, a.k.a. Gary Lever, I am Hardly Dan, otherwise known as Dan Mattman. We are the Gamesmen, and until next time, we ask...
What role will you play? I remember whenever I ran over a frog. That was interesting. It just hopped in front of the car. Yep, that's kind of what it sounded like. Had the windows down and everything. Now, my funniest one would be driving through town, so I was only going like 20, 25 miles an hour. And because I was going so slow, I don't think I killed the bird. But this bird runs into my car. It hits the... It hits the front bumper. It lands on my windshield, and because I'm going so slow, it slowly streaks over the top of my. It goes up the windshield. I hear dunk on the top. It hits the back windshield. Slides off the slides off the back of the car, and I just see it rolling behind me on the road.
Oh man! When I hit this.
Yeah, just sing a song and all. Yep, still shit. Just sing a song and all.
I don't want to sing a song.
This is the song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get on your nerves. Get on your nerves. I know a song that'll get. Ah, it's getting on my nerves now.
That cleared it up. So...
Okay.
Got something in my pocket for you.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.